Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap with me, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. On this Monday, April 22, 2024, we are looking at some of the shaping financial changes in Australia. Starting with the realm of green investments, UniSuper, the Australian pension colossus, has drawn attention by committing a massive $600 million to Macquarie Group's Renewable Energy Fund. With a substantial portfolio of $135 billion, largely from the higher education sector, this move signals a strategic leap into diversifying holdings into sustainable investments. This supports renewable projects primarily in Western Australia and amplifies UniSuper's role in advancing environmental-friendly investments, moving in alignment with the growing global trend in the finance sector that gears toward climate change mitigation and sustainable practices. Now to the sobering issue of life insurance. Coverage for working-age adults in Australia has witnessed a sharp decline, nearly one-fifth in just half a decade. This has seen participation diminish from a healthy 94% coverage in 2017 to a concerning 77% today. The decline, partially linked to changes in the Protecting Your Super legislation, creates fewer opportunities for automatic coverage and is juxtaposed against the industry gravitating towards consolidation. Yet, with price increases in income protection products and APRA's capital amendments, there may be a silver lining, as new business growth has been reported for three successive quarters, hinting at a possible recovery and optimistically paving the way to bridge the underinsurance gap. Switching to the education sector, Australia is grappling with a serious surge in student loans. A 16% spike, equating to a jaw-dropping additional debt of $12.3 billion, has sounded alarm bells, prompting calls for immediate policy reforms. While some advocate for radical measures like debt forgiveness, similar to practices initiated in the United States, others propose simpler changes such as the removal of debt indexation and providing free tertiary education. Despite varying viewpoints, there is consensus that action is needed, and Australians are keenly awaiting governmental steps to tackle these financial burdens in education. Lastly, marking the digital leap in financial transactions, ANZ, one of Australia's major banks, will wind up issuing checkbooks. This decision is in response to a significant 90% plunge in check usage over the last 10 years. From June 16th, ANZ will cease offering checkbooks to accounts that don't currently possess one, favoring a more tech-savvy approach. ANZ reassures customers that check deposits will still be processed, while simultaneously championing alternative digital payment methods to usher in the era of digital banking. That's your daily financial services news wrap. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, you are warmly invited to visit financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and until tomorrow, keep an eye on the money.